These are the voices of Rotary.
The voices that tell our stories.
The voices that share our why.
The voices that make our lives matter.
The voices that relieve suffering and anguish.
These are the voices of Rotary that change lives.
Take a listen.
These are the stories of service above self, recorded in The Voices of Rotary. Rotary's highest honor recognizes individuals who personify Rotary's motto, service above self, by volunteering their time and talents in exceptional service to others. It is awarded annually by Rotary International based on nominations from district governors. Only a maximum of 150 nominations worldwide are considered, no more than one per district, and even fewer are actually selected each year. Since Rotary is recognized worldwide as a service organization, active in local and international communities, how individuals dedicated to service above self are making a difference in people's lives are uplifting stories of interest and an inspiration to others. This is part of a series bringing you stories about people of action who put service above self to make a difference. Past District Governor Chuck Root was recognized with this very special award at the annual district conference in June 2020. Chuck, welcome to the Voices of Rotary, where we share stories of service with fellow Rotarians and members of the community.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. As I said to you when you first emailed, I was not all very excited about doing this. I actually refer to the award sometimes as service after breakfast, because let's face it, we have it pretty nice in this country, and 99.9% of us make sure we have a roof over our heads or food to eat before we spend too much time helping others. But something else I had mentioned to you earlier is that I try not to say no when Rotary asks. So thank you for inviting me.
Well, and we appreciate you not saying no, because we think these kinds of stories inspire others. So thank you. All right, let's dive right in. Chuck, service of some kind has been a long-lived dedication for you. Please tell us more about your many years of different service to your profession, your community, and Rotary.
Okay, my dad was very active in our community when I was growing up. He had a lot of challenges in his life, but he did do a lot of work for the community, and I'm sure that's a lot of where it's come from for me. I remember one time he gave me, I was in first grade, I think, and he gave me some pamphlets to hand out to different businesses in town. And so I went from business to business and gave him this five or six page little handout. And I, of course, I looked at it, and the first five pages were of cute babies. And then on the back was the message that he wanted, that his whatever organization he was working with wanted to show or sell to the different business people. And I thought, well, that's kind of silly. And so after doing a couple of them, I would hand the brochure out backwards or upside down so they would see the message first, which, didn't fit in with their plans at all as to how to try to pitch something to the businesses. But because that happened, I do recall that he got me started pretty early. And so I was involved a lot in high school. I did quite a bit in high school, and then I needed to work my way through college. So it took me 7 years to go to do that, and I didn't have a lot of time, although I did do some, and I remember driving for the Red Cross for a while. And of course, young with a new family and everything, that didn't give me a lot of time either, but I've done quite a bit over the over the years. As part of my work, I was involved with some statewide associations. I was involved with the school district, and one year I was chairing the budget committee and also the community group to pass the levy, and we passed it by 3 votes. And just imagine that because of those 3 votes, the district didn't have to lay off 30 teachers or something like that. I was involved with the city council. I got on the city council for a year when they were in doing things all wrong, and helped to straighten them out, and they got off as soon as I could. But anyway, I have done a variety of things prior to my work with Rotary. And then I guess you wanted to ask about my work with Rotary. I sought out a service organization when I was about 40, and Rotary was the first one that asked me. So I was very happy about that. Although I would not have joined, except that that was the year that Rotary admitted women. And so, that was good for me. And then I was in such a large club that they really didn't ask me to do much for a while. I would volunteer from time to time, but they didn't ask me to do much. Our club didn't do a lot of projects back then. So it wasn't until the club leaders themselves reached out to me and asked me to take a leadership role, be president and all that sort of stuff, that I really became involved with Rotary.
And you haven't looked back since.
Well, you know, it's a pretty great organization.
Yes, it is.
Rotary has been good to me. I would say that, that's for sure.
Your Rotary peers consider you a humble servant leader among Rotarians in our district. What inspires you to continue living up to the term people of action?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I had to work my way through school and had a variety of challenges. I've been successful and been lucky. I worked hard, I have a blessed life. And now that I do have time, even more time than when I was district governor, I ask myself, what do I want to do with the time that I have? And my answer always is to help others. I think making a difference by helping others gives me such a positive feeling that I want to encourage others to do the same. I almost feel guilty getting this positive feeling. And so I do try to reach out and encourage others, because it really does have a big payoff.
Please tell us about one or two of your most memorable Rotary experiences, be it travel, be it a project, something at home, whatever that was.
Okay, well, let me give you a couple that have occurred recently. As you know, I'm currently my only responsibility with the district is to chair the Peace Fellowship program. And this spring, we were interviewing applicants. Most of them were from the Horn of Africa this year. For some reason, I'm not sure why, but we were interviewing a young man who already has a job in the government of his country in Ethiopia. He works for the Ministry of Peace, and his role there, his responsibilities, part of it is to approve projects that NGOs bring and want to do in Ethiopia. When we were questioning him, we asked him why he wanted to become a Peace Fellow. He was applying for the certificate program. And he gave us all the right answers. But then he went on and he said, I have not seen my mother for 17 months. That she's in the war zone in Tigray in Ethiopia, and he doesn't know if she's alive or dead. Wow. Well, I thought back, and last year we had an applicant from Tigray who had escaped as a refugee and is living on the East Coast in the United States. He applied for our program and was accepted into a university in Europe and is getting ready to go. And I put the two of them together. I don't know what might come of that, what might not come of that. But also, 2 months ago, I think it was, in the Rotarian magazine, there was an article about the district governor from Ethiopia was trying to get a program going to teach peace to youngsters using TV characters. And I told this new applicant about that and I told him how he might reach the district governor there, and they've also connected. And again, I don't know what will come of that, but you know, it's just kind of the magic of Rotary. I mean, what might come of that? The possibilities are endless. And if he is accepted, finally accepted into the certificate program, I think he very well may use that forum to work on that TV program that the district governor wants to do, and may involve our candidate from the year before. I mean, it just blows me away to think what might happen. And then the second one I was going to relate to you was something that happened last week. One of the little projects that my club does is we take turns delivering food to the elderly in a program that's called Food and Friends. It's a Meals on Wheels program. And I took my turn and I went to the door, and the gentleman said, you know, I wouldn't eat today if it wasn't for you.
Wow. That makes an impact.
Yeah, it does. And those things happen all the time. I mean, imagine we can be living in one of the most beautiful places in the world, and we can make a difference across town and across on the other side of the globe.
Right, exactly. Which of Rotary's avenues of service or current areas of focus are most important to you these days, and why?
Well, this is a wonderful question, and one that I've given a lot of thought to over the years. I've worked on projects in all seven areas. And so I'm going to give you a couple different responses to this, if you don't mind. If everything was equal, I would follow the advice of a wonderful Rotarian from Michigan named Marilyn Fitzgerald. I first came across her. She was a speaker at the president-elect training in Seattle. And I invited her to speak a few years later at my district conference at the end of my district governor year. And I think past district governor John Bushnell invited her to his conference as well. I highly recommend her book called If I Had a Water Buffalo to everybody. She explains, I guess I'll go into a little more detail here. She was visiting maybe the Philippines on an exchange program and found out that girls could go to school if they had $50. And she ended up raising money I think she said like $90,000 or $100,000 a year to send kids to school. But at the in the background in one of her trips was an older gentleman kind of with his arms crossed, and she sought him out, and he said, if I had a water buffalo, I could send my own kids to school. And so if everything's equal, then I think economic and community development would be the way to go, to give that self-respect to people, to let them take care of themselves. But, you know, nothing is, things are not equal. What good is a job if you're too sick to work? You know, what good is protecting the government if you're being attacked violently or something? All seven of the areas of focus are important. And just last week, the Rogue Valley Club After Five Club asked me to speak about peace programs. And so before I did that, I took time to talk to them about the six other areas and give local examples of the things that that we're doing in those areas, because all of them are connected.
The need goes across all seven of them, clearly. Right. So I think it would be hard to pick one out being more important than the other, because they tie into each other, like you just said. Community development and so on makes a lot of things possible, but then it also has to depend on other things like nutrition, water, sanitation, et cetera, et cetera. So they're all interdependent, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. After the fires down here a couple of years ago, all 10 clubs came together to help. And I was blessed with the opportunity to coordinate that for us, at least on the ground level. And we were able to purchase tools to small businesses of 1, 2, 3 people to help them get back to work. And we helped 132 business families, economic development, just right here in Jackson County.
One family at a time, one person at a time.
Exactly, right. Exactly.
Okay, here's another one. As a longtime Rotarian, what would be your message to like-minded people, people of action like yourself, Rotarians and other volunteers in other organizations who serve their communities and make a difference in someone's life? What would be your message?
Well, that's pretty easy, actually. I would say talk to your club members. Ask them what challenges they would like to deal with. What would they like to do to help? And then put your heads together and try to do it. Because most of the time, Rotarians can pull it off. Sometimes not. The timing isn't right. But the approach I've taken and that I would recommend to others is to encourage, and I guess if we use a baseball analogy, to encourage people to get up to bat. And if they're already up to bat, then encourage them to figure out a way to help them get to first base or around the bases and score. I think that's what's good about being a Rotarian, being in a Rotary club. There are opportunities, but you know, you kind of have to seek them out. Sometimes they come and fall into your lap, but it feels so good to do projects to help other people that it makes sense to seek them out. Well, one thing I say, maybe too much because my wife gets tired of hearing it, but I say, the more you do, the more you do. And the corollary to that is the less you do, the older you get.
I can't agree with that. That's for sure. Well, And I think this applies not just to Rotarians, although Rotarians tend to do an awful lot because they have a very good organizational structure behind them. But it probably applies equally to volunteers in other organizations or just individual volunteers yep. who see a need in their community and decide to do something about it.
Right.
Those are people of action. All right, one last question for you. If you could have a conversation with anyone, dead or alive, anywhere in the world, who would you most like to converse with and about what?
Okay, I'm going to change your question just a little bit. Because, you know, who I'd really, really like to talk to are my great-grandchildren. Yeah, I'd like, after they've grown up, I'd like to get to know them and how they're dealing with life. And really what we did right, what we did wrong. And just thinking about that, of course, I come up with some guesses as to what it might be. But again, those things bring me back to the fact that we've been given a gift to be on this earth. And as some people have said, service is the rent we pay.
Are you familiar with a book? And I think it's called A Letter to My Son.
Oh, I've heard of it.
It's a very good book. It's a father imparting his own life lessons to his son and mistakes and successes, just life lessons. And it's a wonderful book, sort of somewhat related to what you just mentioned. Well, Chuck, it's been a pleasure. I really, really appreciate your time. I think your message is timeless, but it cannot be said often enough. Rotarians, dedicated Rotarians do a lot. They just simply are people of action. And I appreciate that very much.
Well, and I appreciate you and the other volunteers that are working on this. I agree, it can make a big difference. Thank you.
We hope the story of one individual spending a lifetime in service to others and making a difference in people's lives will move you and inspire you to open yourself up to service above self. This is Emily Francona. Stay tuned for more stories about people of action who put service above self. Thank you very much.
There is so much need out there. Have you ever wondered how you can help? Join us for the journey at voicesofrotary.org.